You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hope your morning's off to a good start. Or for those of you who worked overnight, third shift, if you're ready to get home and get in bed,
snuggle in.
Pull the covers over
your
head.
Get into those cool sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is time for your boys in the morning to give you a trending report. What's trending? What's going on? The Nuggets play game 3 of the Western Conference Finals tonight at 7 against the Lakers. Come on, Nuggets!
This needs to happen.
The Rockies beat the Giants last night in San Francisco. The Rockies have 7 games left in the 2020 season, Jeremy. 7 games
Thank
left.
God.
They are still mathematically alive.
So weird to me.
In the race.
We still have a chance, guys. Let's get out there. Make it happen.
I'll tell you what. Let's just call it an improbability.
You think they're all in that locker room before they go out with the hands in the middle? Whoa!
No.
2% chance!
The chance went up to 4% after last night's
4% chance!
They doubled their chances.
It's going to happen.
Of making the postseason. Anyway, crazy.
That's nutty.
That's going on. There's also Bronco news because our head coach, Vic Fangio, was fined $100,000 by the NFL. And the Broncos organization was fined $250,000. Why?
What?
Because Vic and various sideline personnel and coaches were not wearing masks the entire time during the game Sunday at Pittsburgh.
Ruh-roh.
There were times that Vic Fangio had his mask properly over his mouth and nose. But mostly when the team was on offense. But when they were on defense, he pulled the covering down below his chin when he was calling plays. And the NFL has been telling its teams, if you do that kind of monkey business, we're going to fine
That's
you.
A pretty hefty fine, though. My goodness.
$100,000.
But I guess it's a trickle-down effect. If he gives it to two or three people, and then they give it to two or three more, and then before you know it, the NFL season is shut down. So.
That's correct. The NFL is serious about this. They're like, stop doing that.
I don't know. Is it one of those things where it makes him focus more? He's got to pull it down. It's like when a guy is driving looking for somewhere. You know, he's got to turn the radio down.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. So he's pulling that down, focusing. Same thing. It's in our DNA. You can't fine him for that. It's in our blood.
I loved being in a store not long ago where one of the employees, and I'm not going to say which store. The initials are HD. And an employee was walking around with the mask down under his chin, like a chin strap.
I felt
like he was doing that as a finger, you know?
I got it on, but I don't got it on.
Yeah, that's what I...
That's not cool.
...felt right away when I saw that. What else do I want to share with you? I love this story. There's a website that will tell you now whether or not you are considered old or young for your job. The youngest jobs, really, when you figure in the average age of people, is the military. The average age there is 31.
Okay.
The oldest are tool and die makers, followed by postal service clerks.
I almost went into tool and die making.
You were that close.
So close.
Followed by postal service clerks. All of those people are right around 50 years old. That's the average. So on this website, you can plug in your age and you can plug in your occupation, and it will tell you how many people in that industry are older or younger than you, like percentage-wise. I plugged in my age and my profession, and the website just laughed.
It crashed.
Just shut off. I broke the internet.
Does not compute.
If you're a member of the Mindbender Club, this will be going out to you today, and you can plug in your age and see what's going on with that. I will tell you this. You were right at the average for radio broadcast.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're an average age radio broadcast.
Huzzah. Dilly dilly.
For
great.
Whatever that means. What
How
else
am I doing? Well, let's stick on the age train here. This is kind of fun. MSN just put together a list where you can see what fast food item came out the year you were born. Mm-hmm. Some of the biggies, like the McRib, came out in 81. The Dairy Queen Blizzard in 85. If anyone remembers the McDonald's McLean Deluxe, their attempt to be healthy, that came out in 91. So I went on the little site. I was like, yeah, I'll bite. So I went through and started looking at what came out, you know, when the years we were born, Dom. I was 79. The taco pizza Came out at Pizza Hut. Yum.
Okay.
I went in and put Josh in there. I think he was like 95, 96. I don't know.
96. Yeah.
Whatever. Spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's for our producer, Josh. And then, Dom, yeah, I had to go quite a ways back in the slideshow to get yours. Yours was hard biscuits and salted meat. Mm-hmm. Some restaurant called the Oregon Trail. I don't know. I don't know what that restaurant is. So. But that was a biggie, the hard biscuits.
Shut up.
Give me some of that salted meat.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, everybody. Happy fall. Today is the first day of fall. I think I can officially get my crock pot out now.
Sure,
I do have a hankering for some chili. So
sounds
Dom
good.
And I are both rocking hoodies today. So, like, we want the season to happen.
We're trying to rush.
Even though I see Thursday and Friday, 90s. But anyway, if you're looking to get up into the mountains, the leaves have changed. I've seen a lot of pictures. So get up there before they're all falling off. According to the National Retail Federation, about half of people are still planning to dress up this year for Halloween. They're saying that's pretty much the same number of people who dressed up last year. So this is kind of surprising because of the pandemic. Oh, and then they went on to list some of the most popular costumes for kids and adults and pets. The 10 most popular costumes for pets are a pumpkin, a hot dog,
every
superhero.
Year.
Every year. You got a ghost,
Bumblebee,
a witch, a devil, blah, blah, blah. The kids ones, yeah, you know, all the superhero stuff. The adults, same stuff, too. Witch, vampire, cat. Excuse me, sexy witch, sexy vampire, sexy cat, sexy Batman, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, people are still planning on doing something for Halloween this year. This story continues to say that Americans are still planning on taking their kids trick-or-treating this year.
Yeah.
About 23% of Americans, they say that is down a little bit from last year. Well, about 30% from last year, but people are still wanting to get their kids out and grab candy from dirty strangers' hands.
And
I don't know.
What was disturbing to me was that more than 20% of Americans plan on attending a Halloween party.
I know.
Well, okay.
It's just going to be like all the other holidays that we've had. It's going to explode a little bit. It'll peak after this holiday, so sad. Here's your crap on celebrities. The biggest news from yesterday, Ellen DeGeneres responded to her accusations of a toxic workplace environment. It was the big season premiere of her show yesterday. And she admitted that, quote, things happened that never should have. I do have like 37 seconds of some audio from the show. If anyone's interested, check it out.
You may have heard this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously. And I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power. And I realize that with that comes responsibility. And I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
Please don't fire me. That's basically what I got out of that.
My disclaimer is that I like Ellen DeGeneres, and I think her show is good, and I like her. I will say that I think it's disingenuous for her to act as if all of this was a revelation to her.
Right, like this
She's
is
like,
some big surprise.
I found out during this investigation, I'm like, well, I don't believe that. I can't be that toxic to the point where you have to fire all these high-level people, and you're just now finding out about it?
Yeah, how can you be acting surprised?
I feel a little disappointed that she's taking that tack.
She does sound like you just a little bit.
I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power.
No. Mm-hmm.
So true. And I take it seriously.
You do take it very, very seriously. Real quick, this is kind of crazy. There's a surplus right now of popcorn. Movie theater popcorn sales have obviously tanked this year.
Give it to me.
And it's led the companies that supply the popcorn to have a ton of extra inventory. I was kind of reading about this, and there's silos upon silos upon silos full of extra popcorn because it's just not being sold right now.
So now I just thought of something.
Hmm.
Because I haven't thought of this. You know how I feel about movie theater popcorn. It's the greatest popcorn in the world. I've tried making...
orgasmic, right?
The brands that they're like, you know, you can buy in the store. It's just like the movie. It's not. It never is.
Come on, Orville.
I think what I need to do is... You know how people have those home... I don't have a home theater, but people have those little popcorn machines or whatever, but I think I want to actually install a movie theater grade popcorn.
That'd be pretty awesome, yeah. And get the same oil, the same kernels,
everything,
the little bags.
Yes.
Get a pimply faced teenager to serve it to you.
Why not, right?
Why not? Your house is going to stink, though, like popcorn.
Stink. It's got a... You know how movie theaters smell so good with that popcorn.
That's good eating.
All right.
Let's do the dog one later. I will tell you about this, though. This is kind of funny. I posted a picture of this on our Facebook. Gucci is now selling pairs of denim overalls for $1,400, and the overalls come with grass stains. They are pre-stained, looking like you're rolling around in the grass. $1,400, and their overalls. $1,400.
You certainly couldn't go out and do it yourself.
You
need somebody to
roll
around
in Gucci
the grass
to do
for
it.
You.
Gucci to do it for you. So check those out there on our Facebook. All right, clickbait me, man.
Clickbait.
Speaking of that Facebook, go find it right now. Search Dom and Jeremy. Two different things you need to check out on there I posted. For alien people, someone spotted a giant robot being built at Area 51 via satellite images. You can check that out. Right. And then the newest TikTok trend is where short people with really tall significant others put their phones at their partner's height. And then they, so basically like their really tall partner stands against the wall. They put their hand on the partner's head where how tall they are. The partner walks away. Then you take your phone, flip it to selfie mode, and put it up high where your hand was. And then see basically what your partner is seeing when they look down at you. And it's kind of funny. You're seeing things from their perspective. And it's the cutest thing because these ladies have these really tall boyfriends. They're tiny little things. And they're like looking up at them like a little kid. So it's kind of funny. You can get a little laugh this morning. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
How tall is Nicole?
5'8", 5'9".
You don't know how tall your wife is?
I don't know. 5'9", probably 5'10".
Never
11?
Mind.
Can I get a 12? Can I get a 6 foot?
I'm sorry.
Oh, she'll text me.